Network. I am your host, Fierce Smith, and listen, y'all. Oh, my God. It is magnificent Monday, August the 9th, 2021, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all, look, I know y'all listening to this episode. Oh, my God, I got Black MP well in the house. Now, y'all know, Mama is real fierce, okay? Y'all know that, but right now, I was talking to Black MP well before the show. I'm telling you, and I turned into a little pussycat. Y'all hear me? Hello, Black MP well.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks to God.
Yes, it is a pleasure having you here on today.
It's a pleasure to be here, too, and I'm glad that I'm finally able to talk to you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Oh, my goodness. You know something? You in those videos, you know, you sound a little different. You know, now I got you talking to you. You sound a little different than what you look in the videos. You're just so, you're so calm and so relaxed.
I am a calm person.
Oh my God!
When I gotta do actions, or I gotta get in a character and
listen.
And do
I know now. I know why you made the song "Cookie." Now look, I can't. Oh my God! Chills is going through my body. It's something about you, man. Oh Lord, my body is chilling and shaking. Ooh.
About the cookie.
Now tell me that. Okay, now this song, "The Cookie." You know, I know it's a promotion going on, but listen, you a bad man. You know that.
Am I? Okay.
Yes. Now, I want to know about this song, "The Cookie." I can't wait to find out. Who is this woman you're singing about?
Yeah, that woman, you know, she's the apple of my eyes, like I said on the song. So
yeah.
She's just my baby, you know?
Oh,
my everything.
Goodness. Really? Now, how long, is it okay for me to ask, how long have you been in a relationship with this fantastic lady?
It's been like 2 years, but on and off, you know what I mean? So we have broken
okay.
up, you know, everybody went their way, you know, then we came back together, you know? So, so far it's been going for 8 months nonstop now, you know? But before it was like just on and off. So we both love each other so much. So even after we broke up, we went our separate way. Then we always found a way to get back together, you know?
Yes. You know, and this song, "Cookie," is just so fascinating. When I first heard the song, I was like, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. You mean somebody made a song called "Cookie"? I couldn't believe it. Mr. Well, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, he made a song called "Cookie." And I said, let me really see. I went to the website. I said, let me see. Is he really talking about the cookie? The cookie? You know, like Steve Harvey always talking about, you know, the cookie. I said, now let me see. Is he really made a song about the cookie? I said, he did.
I did, yes.
You know, and the song is doing fantastic. It is doing fantastic. It is just phenomenal. I mean, it's being played everywhere. Yes, it's. So tell me your experience, you know, with the song. You're just so, oh, my God. It's playing all in the U.K., you know, and the people, is all they are listening to you. I want you to know, Mr. Well, the people are calling in. They are listening. So now tell us, explain the story. Maybe they didn't hear the story, and maybe they want to know about the song and how you came about making the cookie for those that maybe don't know about the song. Go ahead and tell us about how you made the song.
Well, I never thought about making that song, to be honest. You know, it was just it all came like naturally, because it was one night I was at my home studio. You know, I was just chilling. So I was just sitting there, and then I don't remember if it's me who called my girl or she called me, but somehow we were on the phone talking, you know. So I told her like to come over because I want to see her, you know. As always, she didn't even question me. She said, "Okay, baby, I'm coming over." And then when we hung up the phone, and then I was like, "Oh man, I gotta love my baby," you know, because whatever situation, you know, she always there for me. And then everything I ask, she always find a way, you know, to make a way, you know. And then I'm like,
wow,
you know what? I'm going to write a song about this. So I start thinking, and then I'm like, I'm going to call this song Cookie. And then I'm going to talk about Cookie. And then
wow.
on that same night, so I just turned on my computer, you know, and then I recorded a demo for the song. The song is actually the first demo I recorded it on 2019, and then that's when I first recorded the first demo. So that happened in 2019, and then I have put out a couple other songs from 2019 until now, and then me and my team, so we decided to put the story out there, you know, and let the world know.
You know, that is fascinating. And Mr. Whale, Black MP Whale, I'm going to have to get in touch with Spike Lee, because, you know, Spike Lee is known for making movies that really talk about black love. So I'm going to have to see if I can get in touch with Mr. Spike Lee and see what he can do about making a movie and having this song in the movie. Because I'm telling you, it is really something. I do have somebody that's calling in. I don't know if they want to ask you a question or if they're just listening. Area code 321, you're on the air. Area code 321, you're on the air. Hello, 321, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you have a song for Mr. I got the cookie on my mind so much. Did you have a question for Mr. Whale?
I just want to say that I think the song is great. I like the song. And you should keep on pushing her.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you
very much.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. We really do appreciate it.
You are welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. And so, Mr. Will, now you were talking to your lady on the phone, and you said you got to make a song. And I'm telling you, it's blowing up really. You're big, you're really pushing it, and your promotion is just really doing phenomenal. You know, I was looking all around at what's going on with the song and your group and your team. I said, this is just fantastic. You know, you're really a role model. Did you know that you're really a role model, and you're really doing your thing in the music and the entertainment industry? You really are a role model. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that, but thank you for bringing that up. You know, that's what I'm striving for, you know. So I want to be something like other people can look up to, you know, like people that are younger than me that's coming in, so they can see that I did something and they can follow through, you know. That's my goal for pushing it and try to put my talent out there to give people hope, you know.
Yeah, you know what, and you do. You really give people hope. You're a role model, and, you know, I tell people every day, you know, with their music, you know, and you're so professional. I love it. You know, I love your professionalism. You're so professional. And I tell young artists all the time, y'all got to be professional. You know, Mr. Well, if you only could see what they be sending me, I'd be falling out of my chair. You know, I said, wow. You know, they don't have it together. You know, they have talent, but then they don't know how to talk. I said, oh, Jesus. You know, and they don't even know how to write a sentence. So I try to tell them, y'all got to be, you know, professional. You know, you got to be able to put a sentence together. I'm just being for real. Y'all know Mama likes to have a good time on the show, so y'all, it's okay. I'm just being myself. I like to have a good time. But now tell me some more about this song, Cookie, because I'm just fascinated, you know, about the sales. And I know it's going really well. So what do you plan to do in the future? You know, I know you're still pushing the song. You do hip-hop, R&B, and dance hall. And that video you have with Cookie, you know, I want to know which lady is Cookie. Is Cookie in the video?
No, Cookie. You mean if the girl on the video is the actual girl I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Yeah, is that your lady?
No,
no.
No, that's not the actual girl. You know, that's a model. I mean, sometimes you don't put your real girl on the video. You know, that's how I seen people been doing it. So I think it's a good thing. So I can talk about my girl, but I kind of keep that private. You know, I try to keep my relationship life a little private. You know, not letting, you know, like. That's why I don't put it on the video. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I'm just asking questions, Mr. Well, that the listening audience may be wanting to ask. So I try to ask those questions. And I was kind of wondering, I say, is the lady in the video his lady? And so I said, I can't wait to talk to him to find out. And the people are calling in, they are listening to the interviews. I appreciate y'all for calling in. And listen, I know you're very passionate about your craft and about your music. How long have you been in entertainment and the music industry?
I've been doing music for a very long time, since I was a little boy. So when I was growing up in Haiti, I used to hang out with some of the guys in my neighborhood that used to do music. And then that's how I actually got discovered. And then one of my friends back then, you know, had a music group. Then one day he invited me to do a part of one of the group members who couldn't be at the show. So that's when they realized that I had talent, and then since then I've been pushing it. But even though I started a very long time, but I never really took the music very seriously at the end of 2018. That's when I stepped my foot in, and then I finally took my talent seriously, and then that's when I mean, to be clear, that's when I actually made the ultimate decision. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the music, you know, I'm gonna use my talent, I'm gonna put my message out there, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it for real, and I'm gonna make sure I get where I wanna get, you know. But that happened in 2018, even though I've been doing music for a long time.
Wow, you know, that is really fascinating. That's phenomenal. You know, and I have to say congratulations to you with the success of Cookie. You know, I really want to say congratulations because I can see the song is, you know, really great. I know we're doing a promotion, and I do see you're more than welcome. Other stations are doing the promotion. It's really great, and I'm telling you,
yes.
I can't say enough great things about you and the song. You know, it's phenomenal, and I want other artists to see and to know what you're doing. And that's the reason why I'm really pushing behind you, because I want others to see that they can do this, that they can make it, you know, if they have a drive. And I says, wow, this is the way you push your talent and your music. And, you know, your talent will make room for you. You know, you got to get out there and push it. And you're doing it. You're doing that. You're on your grind. You're on your business. And you're handling it. And it is just phenomenal. Now, what cooking, what do you plan to do as far as the next step in your promotion with cooking?
So I know when actually me and my team, we're trying to see where the first promotion that we started right now, where it's going to lead us to, you know what I mean? And then we're waiting for whatever challenge that come next. But at the same time, so we're planning and working on other projects, you know, like, so we got so many songs and many different genres, so we're trying to get all our songs ready. So let's say right now Cookie is playing in Ghana and then some other country in Africa. So and then we got Cookie playing in Haiti, in the U.S., in the U.K., and the country, you know, like I can't even remember because it's almost every, not everywhere, but it's in a lot of places right now. So we just, you know, in different places, people listen to different type of music. And then basically I got songs in almost every genre that we can think of. I got one or two songs in almost every genre. So we trying to see where Cookie gonna go, and then maybe based on where he lead, so we can drop a project, you know, like drop on an album or an EP or another single, you know. So that's what we're just working on.
Okay. And right now we're going to go ahead and play the song Cookie. You all that's listening in, this is the song Cookie by Black MP Will. I want you all to take a listen. And after the song, we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about the song Cookie and the future of his career. And right now we're interviewing and speaking with Black MP Will. And also, I got to give a shout out to my team. I was just so excited. Now listen, y'all, I got to tell y'all about Fierce Nation International real quick. They're my team up on Facebook, and I'm telling you, they are pushing hard. They are international. They are in Africa, Northwest, South, and North Africa, and they are in Germany, the UK, India, and Canada. And so we do have a team, y'all, that's really pushing mama real hard. And sometimes they push so hard, I be out of breath. And so I'm telling you, they are pushing the network. They're pushing the song. I'm telling you, they keep me really busy and on my toes. Now listen, we're going to play this song, Cookie, and we're going to come back and talk some more. This is Cookie, Cookie.
I need some. Cookie. Because I need some. Yeah, I need some. Always go on my shorty when I need some. I don't even ask for permission when I need some. Whenever she see me, hands down to give me some. Got so drunk last night, she came over.
She always said. All right. If you're just tuning in, that was the song Cookie by Black MP Whale. You're listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. And I do want to let you guys know to stay up to date on all episodes. We have a lot of fresh content, a lot of fresh music that comes in every single day. So when you get to iHeartRadio.com, go ahead and use the keyword, the Fierce Female. Click follow, 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 follow on the page when it comes up for you as well. When you go to Facebook.com, I want you guys to use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, please do click like and or follow. I would greatly appreciate it. And there's also a USA group over on Facebook. Yes, there's a USA group that makes up of small business owners, artists, and authors. And what we do is give you motivation and inspiration every single day to help you to reach your goals. All right, and I do want you guys to know the international team is more than just a group on Facebook. We are on a mission to change lives every single day. So what we do is try to change a life every day in order to change a continent. And so we are on a mission. And right now I'm talking with Black MP Whale. We're having a great discussion about his song, Cooking. And so you're out of Miami, Florida, and you're also you were born and raised in Haiti, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so what's next in your career with your music? Do you see yourself branching out and going in different directions or doing some other things as far as your career and your craft?
I think I'm open to where it takes me. But but I really want to just focus on the music, because I also, and then another thing, in the future, I'm trying to also focus on not only on songwriting and singing, you know, rapping, but also on the producing, because I produce too, but I don't focus on the producing right now. So, but I definitely, that's on my mind. That's been on my mind. To see how I can get on my producing, you know what I mean? So I can start producing my own music too. So
okay,
that's definitely a thing for me for the future.
Okay, and tell us about the success of Cookie. What have you experienced? What other production steps do you have in mind for Cookie?
Like, can you repeat the question? What do you mean?
Yes, with your song Cookie, what other promotion do you have in mind? So what's the next promotional thing that you plan to do with the song Cookie? Are you set up for other interviews with other stations?
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to get more interviews with different radio stations, you know, try to get TV interview. And then, you know, since Haiti is my home base, you know. So, and then the song already on TV in Haiti, so we're trying to make a tour in Haiti soon. And then also the next home base is Ghana. So after Haiti, we're probably going to go to Ghana, you know. It's going to be either Haiti or Ghana. I don't know which is going to be first, though. But definitely
okay.
Me and my team, we're going to have to go to Ghana and Haiti, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And so now you've been on television with the song Cooking.
Come again?
You said you had a song in Haiti and Ghana. Are they playing the video as well?
Yeah, they're playing both the song and the video.
Okay, phenomenal. And so I'm telling you, the song is really, it's phenomenal. It's different. It's really different. And I know we do hear a lot of love songs when it comes to music. We do hear a lot of love songs in different genres. But there is something different about this particular song. There's something different about this particular song, Cookie. It is different than other love songs. It's not you know, R&B, there's just really, it has a different flavor, you know, it has a different spin on it, and it's called Cookie. And so we all love the song. We all love it. We all love the name. We all love that you're speaking about the love of your life. She's the apple of your eye, and the message that you talk about, your young lady, and how you're so in love with her is just fascinating.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And I do see the interview that you had with Pace Magazine. It's a really great interview that you had with Pace Magazine. And I believe you were on Billboard, too. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That is
phenomenal. So we got a couple.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a couple magazines that we do interview on.
Okay.
That is part of our plan, you know, to get as many interviews as possible, you know, as many media as possible to help share the message.
Absolutely. And I do want to let the guys know we have about 4 minutes left in this particular episode, and then I know some people are calling in. John Malasky is coming on the show at 6 p.m. That's a author, artist, and a film screenwriter. He has a few movies under his belt, and so I do want you guys to know at 6 p.m. he is coming up as John Malasky. He has a real long name there, but had to get it out. And so he's a comedy screenwriter. He's an actor. He does a lot in Beverly Hills, the festivals. He's known for writing the movie Akinoid. He has received a lot of different festivals. He received $2 million with the film festival, the Minute Film Festival, and that's what's coming up within the next 30 minutes that he's going to be on. He has received awards with the Independent Horror Awards, and he's in the Eye Catcher Film Festival, the Grapevine. And so he has a long list of awards that he's received. And I know we're going to have a great time. We're going to be playing Cookie. Yes, we are. We're going to be playing Cookie during his interview. And yes, 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 whatever we got to do to get this song out, we're going to do just that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate all the support that you're giving. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, more than welcome. And please do go right ahead, feel welcome to give out your website and how people can purchase and download the song Cookie as well.
You know, the song is available on every streaming platform, like iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. You can name it. Everywhere you can find music, so you're going to find Cookie. So you just have to search for Black MP Well, and then I'm basically everywhere. And then people can look for me on social media. It's at Black MP Well.
Yes, that is one. So you guys heard it. He is on every platform. Everything is streamed. You can get him on iTunes, Amazon. He's on social media, Facebook, Instagram. And so all you have to do is Google Black MP Well, and it will come up for you right away. You don't have to worry. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Google is open 24 hours a day. Now, listen, if y'all too sleepy at night, I can understand that. But look, when you wake up, okay, first thing in the morning I want y'all to do is Google Black MP Well. Did y'all hear that? Now, I'm giving y'all an assignment. This your teacher. You know, mama gives out assignments, too. I like to have a good time, but I'm going to give y'all some homework. Now, your homework for in the morning, get on Google and Google Black MP Well so y'all can see all the phenomenal things that he's doing with his music, Cookie. And I just love Cookie. It is just a blast. Been having a blast. Like I say, I've got to find and track down Spike Lee so he can, you know, come up with some movie themes so he can put MP Well in the song Cookie. I'm telling you, we need to take this thing all around the world. Do y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Nothing is too, you know, nothing is too big. Nothing is too big. We can dream big and we can accomplish many great things. We really can.
Exactly. That's why we have to dream. We have to dream big.
That's right.
And that's
only
the big thing that's going to come.
That's right. And so we do have about 1 minute and 30 seconds left in this episode. Any closing remarks that you want to give to the listening audience, maybe those that's getting into music, do you have any closing remarks or motivation or inspiration that you want to share with them?
Yeah, I would tell people who's into music, you know, it's a matter of, so you got to be patient, you know, you just being patient, work hard, and then keep working on your craft. Don't listen to what people tell you, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of negative people out there. So don't pay attention to those. Just focus on the people that supports you, and then keep working on yourself, keep working on yourself, and then one day you're going to see results. Because that's the way it works for everybody that has been successful. You have to believe in yourself first.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So everyone, what he's telling us to tune out the negativity, you know, focus on yourself. We all work on ourselves every single day. We want to become better at what we do. And so what we want to do is just keep positive thoughts in front of us and keep the negativity behind us. And so remember, positivity in front of you, negativity behind you. We don't walk backwards. We walk forwards. We walk in front of us. So what we're doing is walking toward our goal, the positive, you know, the positive goals, the positive mark, and forget what's behind you. Whatever is negative, that is behind you. Don't pay attention to the negativity. We are pretty much out of time, Black and Be Well. But y'all know what? Mama gonna play Cookie one more time. Y'all hear me? So, Mr. Will, thank you so much for coming on the network. We really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We really appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me, and hope you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You as well. So, y'all, we're going to spin it. We're going to spin Cookie one more time, and then we're going to get ready for Mr. John. He's coming up. But, look, we're going to listen to some more Cookie. It is Cookie, baby. Cookie.
I need some because I need some. Yeah, I need some. All this gold, my shorty, when I need some. I don't even ask for permission when I need some. Whenever she see me, hands down to give me some. Got so drunk last night, she came over to give me some. What you need? You know I got what you need.